We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rhea, I don't have in front of me the information on Kevin Turner. Could you please identify?
Yes.
Oh, I got it right here.
Yeah, yeah.
He's from 105.3, The Fan in Dallas. This is the finest talk show host in Dallas. Which is like being the tallest midget in the circus. But he is terrific, and his name is KT. Hi, KT!
Hey, how's it going, Angelo? Thanks for having me on again.
KT, we're not happy in Philadelphia today because we have nobody to cover the pass, and Jalen Ramsey went elsewhere. Marcus Peters went elsewhere. From afar, doesn't it look to you like the Eagles are really bad in the defensive secondary?
I mean, I don't know if I could be one to talk right now, given the last three games in Dallas. But you guys make Kirk Cousins look like stinking Joe Montana last week. What's going on, guys? Why can't you cover anybody?
We can't cover anybody, and that's why the whole game may hinge on the health of Amari Cooper. Kev, what are you hearing right now about Cooper?
But good news for Philadelphia. I don't think Amari's going to play this week. I really don't. And that changes everything. That really does. I really do not see Amari Cooper playing this week. It hasn't been officially ruled out or anything like that. But what I'm hearing is that things are probably not good. They've got a bye week next week. I would be really surprised if Amari plays Sunday night.
Well, that is extremely good news. KT, what's the mood in Dallas after three straight losses, including to the Jets?
Oh, I mean, the city's on fire. Everyone wants Jason Garrett's head cut off.
Wow.
I mean, it's pretty simple. Like, we've seen all this before, right?
Yeah.
Hey, let's have all this good talent. Let's have what appears to be a pretty good roster. And let's have incompetence from the head coach. All right.
All right, wait a minute.
Super Bowls.
So you're killing him yourself right now, Kev?
Oh, my God, yes. I have for 5 years. It's time.
All right, what are the specific criticisms of the coach of the Cowboys, Jason Garrett?
Okay, so, man, I don't know if we have time for all this. My first issue is I don't think that he is a very good game manager and clock manager, but you know what? I bet 20 teams around the league are saying that.
Okay.
So, you know, I think everyone can say that. I think that he needs to just let Kellen Moore have the offense. Now, I don't know. They get weird when they're asked questions about this. And I'm talking about everyone in the organization. They get real strange about things when you start asking them about scheme and stuff like that. But for some reason, in your first three games, and I know you were playing the Giants, Redskins, and Dolphins, the trashiest of the trash in the league, but the offense looked different. And then the last 3 weeks, it did not look different. It looked like the old Jason Garrett offense and things getting stale and first down runs and all that stuff that just bogs you down. So – that's my other criticism. I guess what I would say is I don't inherently know what he brings to the team from a advantage standpoint. Like, you can be a good guy and be organized and, you know, you can have your team never quit on you and all and do all that stuff. But what does he bring you from an advantage standpoint? I know y'all ran him out of town. Like, Andy Reid brings you something from an advantage standpoint. Sean Payton does that. Doug Peterson does that sometimes, I guess, if the fourth down plays are going to work. So I'm throwing 3 for 10 on fourth downs this year, Doug?
Yeah, not very good.
Come on, Doug.
KT, you know what's amazing about this? You're asking a question about a coach normally after a year or two. He's been there a decade, and you're still trying to find his strength as a coach. That's a good sign for the opponents. Is he on? What is Jerry Jones saying? He's the one that decides the fate of the coach. Is he losing patience with Jason Garrett finally?
I don't know. If he is, he's not going to say it. You know, it's just one of those weird deals where he's, like, known him for so long and, like, knew his dad, who has passed away. But, like, it's just such a weird thing that he doesn't want to fire him. So, and what's frustrating is, like, all these things with Jason. Like, Jason knows all of his flaws. Or he knows all the things that he's criticized for. And then he, like, disagrees with it. Like, he's a very stubborn head coach. And what's maddening is your coach goes on your show or whatever and does the whole, he didn't guarantee victory, but, hey, we're going to win, you know?
Right, right.
Well, you asked Jason about it, and here's what Jason says. He goes, I'm just looking forward to Sunday night. Got a game Sunday night. Great game. Well, it's like, would you say something that, like, makes us think that you're a genuine and real person? Like, at some point...
Oh, I love this. This is great. All right, KT, I got to ask you. The one thing you could say about Philadelphia, no matter good or bad, either team, we always hate the Cowboys. Is it reciprocal? Have we now emerged as the team in the division that Dallas hates the most?
Oh, yeah, right now. I mean, I think it goes around, like, right? It was the Giants a few years ago. You know, it changed, especially – when you guys somehow won that Super Bowl, I'll never know. I'll never know how.
We don't either, but we're taking
it. I love you saying that. It's awesome. You try to figure it out even now, 2 years later.
You remember, guys, when you guys got like your team was sick that week, right? You guys got the bug, right?
Yeah.
But so I was staying in that hotel in Minnesota, right? And I came down with the flu that week, during the middle of the week. And I was staying on the same floor as a lot of the Eagles players. And I was going, I think I kind of passed my sickness to them.
Way to go.
Because we were all touching the same.
Wouldn't that have been great?
The same elevator buttons, you know?
Well, it didn't work. We won the championship. It's been a long time since you guys won it. And I just wonder, you know, Jerry has been probably as dominant an owner as any owner in sports. Is Dallas getting tired of his act? Where are they right now on Jerry?
I don't think anyone really cares about Jerry anymore. I mean, Jerry's just a cartoon character. He's not in charge. I mean, he could say he is, you know, and I guess in the end he could be, but Stephen Jones is running the show.
Wow.
And Stephen's built a good roster, man. Like, the things that have happened, this is not, the Cowboys are not a bad team. They're really not. Like, I know it sounds weird because they're 3-3 and they lost to the Jets, for God's sake. But, like, they're not a bad team. They're really not. They're not going to have much of a chance Sunday night if they don't have Tyron Smith and Lyle Collins at tackle. I mean, I think it was a stretch to have them even go beat the Jets. If you knew Amari Cooper was going to check out of the game, and then both offensive tackles were gone. I mean, Dak, I'm surprised Dak survived that thing. Dak got the crap beaten out of him on Sunday. So you guys have a really good chance if Tyron and Wild still can't go. And I think that's that way for a lot of teams. If your starting offensive tackles can't play and your number one and number three wide receiver can't play, you're probably going to lose most of those games, right?
Yeah.
But I will say this, like it's Wednesday now. Monday and Tuesday, everyone's kind of licking their wounds, feeling sorry for themselves, and talking about the fans. By Wednesday, everyone's kind of ready to take a look at the Eagles and go ahead and make it happen. So I think you're going to get a crazy environment Sunday night. Everyone knows that the Cowboys have the toughest schedule in the league moving forward and know how big this game is on Sunday night. This is a huge one for us. You guys can get through it because your schedule turns into a piece of cake at the end of the year. Ours, that part of the schedule is already passed for us.
Awesome. Kevin, KT in Dallas, you're awesome. I love talking to you. Thank you for doing this, as always, Kevin. Really appreciate
it. I know our station's got a little crossways over the past couple years, but I just want to say thanks for having me on. It's great that we can have a civil discourse and talk about the Cowboys beating your ass Sunday night.
See you later, KT. Last thing he just said, I know it was his perspective. They got to win this game in Dallas because of this schedule. Yeah. They're in a 3-game losing streak. You know what I'm thinking? No, this is where you put your your heel on their throat and kill them.
Remember what happened last year.
Yeah.
Dallas was having a season that was going off the rails. And how did they save it?
They saved it by beating the Eagles on a horrible call on the kickoff. That's the way I'll always remember that game. They reviewed it and said that there was no obvious possession, and there was, and we never recovered.
Never.
All right? But I'm telling you, if you listen to the desperation that's going on in Dallas right now, we can put the kill shot on those boys. You go down there and beat them Sunday, they're dead.
Yeah.
They got a coaching controversy. They're missing a lot of their best players. Al, this is ripe for the picking.
And their quarterback cannot throw a football from the pocket.
No. So bottle him up. He's got no tackles. He's got no number one receiver. This is where the Eagles defense, that defensive line has got to feast on Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott is a good quarterback when he is on the run.
Exactly.
If he is in the pocket, he is below common.
Well, if both the tackles are missing, you can bottle him.
Exactly.
Just keep him in the middle
and force him
to throw the ball to you. The Jets beat him out. Now, granted, they had Darnold, which they didn't have with the Eagles, but they were no threat.
Yeah, but defensively.
They were no threat.
Defensively, I could not believe how bad Dak looked.
Yeah.
I mean, he did take a punishing in that game. There's no question about that.
But he couldn't
complete a pass.
Can't we put the bullet through the heart here?
Yes.
Can't
this we kill is them? Exactly.
That's what I was listening to. They have to win it. They have to win it. The schedule's tough. I'm going, no, let's make it harder for them. Let's beat them. 4-game losing streak. The world is after Jason Garrett, and the Eagles are in first place. That's all one game is going to take. We'll all feel differently.
Yeah, if you forget that you need to get a
win
certain
the game. Win the friggin' game. Let's go to Anthony. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Anthony, we got a chance here to put a dagger in the heart of the Cowboys. We just got to beat them Sunday.
Hey, listen, does Howie Roseman need to go back in the corner again for a couple of years to figure out what he got to do?
Yep.
Because ain't nowhere in the world you don't give up two picks. Like, come on, two number one picks. You never know what you're going to get out of a draft pick anyway. But you're looking to get a solid defensive back, 24 years old, which we can have for years, and that's what we need. Now we need somebody else come in and take him away from us? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
Is he tanking? That's what it is?
Especially, look at it this way, Anthony. Last night, Howie got Jalen Ramsey. Can you believe how this city would be feeling about the Dallas game, about the rest of the season? Do you realize how different it would be if he pulled the trigger on that deal?
It'll be way different because now teams know our MO. They know that if they got a speed receiver, that's going to kill us. That's going to kill us because we have no one to match up with it.
Howie let us down. Howie let us down, Ant. He's got a. How about Marcus Peters? Al, they gave him away. They had to create cap space for Jalen Ramsey, so the Rams gave to the Ravens a 2-time Pro Bowl cornerback for a scrub linebacker. And a mid-level pick.
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen with these two.
What do you mean?
I don't know that they would have sent that.
I'll take a troubled player. I'm desperate. I will take a wackadoo.
Tyreek Hill, you'd take Tyreek Hill?
No, I would not take a domestic abuser. No, I have my limits.
I was just checking.
All right. And I need you on this wheel. What goes good on toast?
How about some nice cream cheese?
Cream cheese? Oh, come on. Very nice. Could I get somebody to spin the wheel? Cream cheese on toast app.
There's one out there that's really popular in this area that I can't believe nobody said.
But that was my first thought. But
number
said it yet.
Seven.
Number seven, Mitch.
Number seven, you win a $100 gift card to Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse.
Nice.
For menus, reservations, and more, go to delfriscos.com.
Now, later in the show, we will have Michael Irvin out, but this will end our Dallas point of the show. Lamont, the Cowboy fans online. Hi, Lamont.
Hey, Angelo. Good morning, big guy.
How are you, my good friend? How are your Yankees doing right now, loser?
I waited so long, Angelo. Angelo, I waited so long. You're killing me here.
Lamont, how are you? I haven't been keeping track. How are your Yankees doing?
Yeah, because you didn't give Gale a credit card this week. That's why we lost.
All right, Lamont, it seems like all your teams are going straight to hell right now. The Cowboys can't win a game. The Yankees are in disarray. What are you feeling right now, Lamont?
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something. The Yankees will come back, and the Cowboys will come back this week, and blow the Eagles out. You know why I say that, Angelo?
Why?
The defense. They should have. Howie should have pulled the trigger, got rid of Cox, get rid of them guys because they're not fast as the Jets defensive end.
All right, but the Amari, you don't have Amari Cooper Sunday. You're in a lot of trouble, Amari.
It don't matter. We're still gonna blow y'all out, Angelo.
Why didn't you blow the Jets out, Lamont?
Because their defense is a little faster. And what's the name? We're sending everybody.
Well, if their defense is so fast, why did the Eagles score 31 points on them?
I don't know. I can't
The old equalizer question.
And you know, Lamont, we played them in back-to-back weeks, so the Eagles won easily, and the Cowboys lost. That's not good.
I don't know, but Angelo, they defense is fast, Angelo.
All right, so you're predicting a blowout, not a close game at all, Lamont.
No,
is that correct?
No, it's going to be a blowout, yeah. We're going to get back on track.
You could be right. The Eagles could blow them out.
Right. Yeah, okay.
All right, Lamont, would you like a shot at the wheel?
Yeah, Angelo.
In your dreams. 888-729-9494, #9494, your AT&T right cell phone. I waited for this, because I want to be with Mitch on this, because Mitch is, he's a gambler.
Yeah.
He's a better.
He's good at it.
And there are new rumors out. You know, this was inevitable now that there's legal sports betting. I'm going to tell you what the people are saying about Cleet Blakeman, who was the ref in Monday Night Football. With now the NFL acknowledging that one of the calls that determined the game was completely bogus. I'm going to give you some information on Blakeman, and then you decide. That's next. WIP Sports Time, 8:15.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.